Germany is not just a site of our GeoQuiz. It's also an influential member of the European Union. Right now, the European Parliament is debating who might head the EU if it finally gets a president. The role would be created once the Lisbon Treaty is approved by all member states. To help us size up the candidates and the office, we called Anne Applebaum. She's a columnist for The Washington Post and Slate. She says lots of folks want the job, but it's not clear what the EU is looking for.
In fact, one of the oddities of it is that it isn't yet clear what the requirements of the job are and what kind of person they are they're looking to find. You know, is the president of the EU supposed to be, you know, somebody who's going to just, you know, make everybody get along and be a kind of conciliator, or is he going to be somebody who, you know, is going to put forward a very strong view of the world and so on? It's not clear yet.
And will they be elected by a European-wide vote, or will the Parliament, the European Parliament, elect them?
Oh, I think they're going to be chosen by the heads of state.
I see.
So nobody would let, you know, the European Parliament choose something so important.
Tony Blair's name keeps coming up. He certainly has personality. Is he the right one for the job? I mean, when I think, you know, sort of brand Europe, I don't really think Tony Blair. He's sort of more brand UK.
Yes, well, that's going to be one of the objections to him. Another problem that he might have is that by the time this all happens, or anyway, very soon after it happens, it's possible that the Conservatives will be in power in England, and they're not going to be very pleased with having the former Labour Prime Minister of many years be the President of Europe. So there are a lot of questions about Tony Blair. But, you know, you can say that about almost anybody. I mean, any French person you chose, any Italian person you chose, you know, would be coming out of French or Italian politics. And so they are more likely to be, you know, they're going to somehow represent their country. So therefore, it has to be somebody who, you know, while keeping their whatever skills it was that brought them to power in Italy or France, is also somehow able to speak for Europe.
Isn't there something to be said, though, for having somebody of a large personality take that position?
There are actually two positions. There's president of Europe, and then there's a kind of foreign minister of Europe. And at least one of those people has to be somebody with a big personality and has to be somebody with some kind of name recognition in the U.S. or in China or even in Europe, so that Europe has a larger voice in the world. I mean, Europe is the biggest economy in the world now, if you count all the members of the European Union alone. Yet it has very, very little voice and very little influence on world policy, whether economic policy or foreign policy. Without somebody who's a kind of spokesman, you know, for the group, they're going to remain without influence. So it's absolutely crucial.
What would the president of Europe actually do? And would they be more of a figurehead, or would they actually kind of make policy?
Again, it's not clear yet. I mean, the way these things happen in Europe is they evolve over time. You know, what the president of Europe would do is probably, you know, consult with people. He wouldn't probably be able to, you know, make up his own policy and go off on a limb, but he'll have to consult with other people. But it seems like whoever it is could be very influential just by his title and just by the function. I mean, president of Europe sounds good, right? I mean, you can imagine a summit with the president of the United States and the president of Europe and the general secretary of the Chinese Communist Party, and that would be an important summit.
As you wrote in your piece in Slate, Henry Kissinger is remembered for saying there's no phone number to call when America wants to talk to Europe. If the EU does get a president and a phone number in the book in the short term, does suddenly the EU count?
That is almost literally the idea. I mean, the idea is that there be somebody you can call up if you want to talk to Europe. And beyond that, the job is almost totally undefined. And that's, you know, it's either the beauty of it or it's the, you know, potential disaster of it. I mean, the temptation in Europe is always going to be to choose somebody actually rather weak and unimpressive, because then everybody else can run rings around him. That's happened many times in recent selections of European leaders. And so the real test of whether Europe wants to be, you know, wants to have a louder voice and wants to, you know, have a greater role in international politics is going to be if they can choose somebody who isn't that, you know, somebody who has views of his own and is able to create coalitions and is able to make arguments, then it would be an important change.
Anne Applebaum, columnist for The Washington Post and for Slate. Her most recent book is Gulag, A History. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.